Ah, the credit score. It seems to be a sore subject for investors lately. Every week in my inbox, I get questions from people who want to buy real estate, but they're not sure how to get started. And if you feel like your credit score holds you back from reaching your financial goals, then this video is for you. What the heck is a credit score anyway? Let's give a quick definition about it. A credit score is a three-digit number that helps lenders predict how likely a borrower is to pay back a loan. That's all it is. It's just like a stamp on your body for many, many years. Your credit score is shaped by factors like, you know, your history of paying bills in a timely manner, how much total debt you have to your name, how many lines of credit do you have open right now, and how old are they? Do you have multiple lines of credit that are open with a lot of debt associated with those lines of credit? How much credit are you currently utilizing? Plus things like foreclosures, bankruptcies, and accounts sent to collection agencies. There are multiple criteria used by different companies to compile your score. So while you might think your credit score is a certain number, it can actually vary based on the scoring system itself, and each system is different. A credit score is only important in the sense that it's a piece of your financial snapshot. That's really it. But so many people tie their own self-worth to a credit score, and it really can be debilitating for so many people. They think of themselves as that number, and they think of their self-worth tied to that number. I get it, and it's completely debilitating. Having a strong credit score can help you qualify for loans, and it can get you better rates. However, a credit score isn't everything. Okay. And that's the problem that I have with it. I hear from so many investors that feel like their credit score dictates their potential and even their own self-worth. If you feel like your credit score defines you, let me encourage you to challenge that limiting belief. We have to start untangling this twisted mindset that companies like FICO get to dictate our potential in our life. You know, other countries don't use a credit score in this way at all. So the United States is unique in this credit score philosophy. Credit scores were invented, and many other countries don't use them at all. I can tell you this firsthand. People are like, what is a credit score when I talk to them in Europe? They don't even understand what it is. It's unbelievable. I want to remind you that some of the most successful investors I know started with crappy credit scores, and I've been there too. Mine was in the 500s when I started investing. Here's what your credit score doesn't take into consideration: your assets, your tenacity, your trustworthiness, or your ability to build wealth. It's not measured by this number at all. In fact, your credit score increases when you buy liabilities. Why is that? And when you pay down those liabilities and you repeat it. So the whole system is founded on the idea of like buying items that are liabilities. That's how we are rewarding people with this system. That's how bunk this system is. And to some extent, you're racking up multiple credit cards in order to increase your FICO score, but you're actually also increasing the amount of debt you potentially are taking on. Again, it's madness, right? You keep buying liabilities and then you'll have a better credit score. This is how this system works. Have you ever thought about how credit scores are marketed? Think about this. You're going to hear about the importance of your credit score on the mainstream news. Big name credit card companies will offer to give you access to your credit score for free, all while they collect billions of dollars in interest and fees every single year. They are preying on Americans who don't have enough financial education to understand that the credit score is a big-time scam. These are just a few of the main flaws of the credit scoring system, but there are many. Working to improve your credit score can be useful, but it is by no means the most impactful thing you can do to change your financial situation. A more effective solution, actually, would be to find ways to bring in extra cash flow, buying additional assets, and improving your overall net worth. And you can do it without a credit score. Do you think wealthy people give a rat's behind about a credit score? No, not at all. In fact, most of them couldn't even tell you what their credit score is. Focusing too intensely on your credit score isn't helpful. If this is what you've been doing, then you're playing the wrong game, guys. Please, please focus instead on financial education and financial freedom. Now, if you're interested in investing in real estate, but your credit score is holding you back, well, guess what? You're in good company. The good news is there are multiple ways to start investing that don't require a certain credit score. If you're interested in learning more about that, check out this video. It's called Creative Financing Secrets for Buying Real Estate That the Big Banks Won't Tell You About. That's our next video. I want you to check it out and you'll be off to the races. Forget the credit score. Start building passive income. We'll see you next time, everyone.